"In no particular order," Jeanne began, ticking off points on one finger at a time. "It hasn't been called Siam since 1940. Thailand does have a king, but he was a student in Switzerland after he was crowned in 1935. And I'm pretty sure that neither Thailand nor Switzerland has any alligators roaming free. So unless the sergeant was on a field trip to a zoo with the young king, I very much doubt that..."
All right, missy." The sergeant held his hands up in mock surrender. "So I misspoke."
Jeanne couldn't help but smile. To be able to stop just one of the sergeant's nonsensical yarns before it spun too far out of control was, in the words of Sybil's late husband, its own reward.
"So maybe I misremembered and it wasn't alligators," the sergeant corrected. "It was a pair of crocodiles I saved His Majesty from, okay?"
Jeanne started to protest, but the sergeant held up one hand in a fist at shoulder height, motioning the squad to halt. He had a look on his face that was strictly business, but he snuck in a quick wink in Jeanne's direction before addressing the others.
"Y'all know the drill," he said as he unslung the 12-gauge shotgun that hung at his back and racked the pump to chamber around. "House to house, and if you come across any dead bastards, put those bastards down."
Jeanne and the others replied in unison, their traditional call and response, as they shouldered their rifles and switched to close-quarters arms. Back on the Eastern Front, she'd once had to fend off one of the dead with nothing more than a hammer to hand, so the 20 rounds in Jeanne's Thompson submachine gun felt more than adequate for the task at hand. There were definitely advantages coming west and joining the resistance.
"And if there are any survivors, Sarge?"
Curtis asked as the team fanned out through the ruined street.
"Won't be none," the sergeant answered, his voice low. "'Cause if there was..."
He shook his head, his mouth twisted into a scowl. Curtis didn't answer, but Jeanne could tell what he was thinking from the look on his face. If there had been any survivors in the village to begin with, there wouldn't be any more.